Praise the Lord. Good morning. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. Book of Psalm, and we will read Psalm 19. Then we will pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for another week to serve you. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect. Amen. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. Lord, thank you. Let's give thanks to God. Thank you, God, for everything you give us, provide for us, the help, the strength, the provision, the sleep, the family, the bed, the food, the peace of mind, how you solve problems, how you arrange things according to your will. And Lord, thank you how you make it that work, that all things work together for good. To those who love God, to those who have been called according to your good purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the cross of Jesus. Thank you, you died for us to give us eternal life. Thank you for the redemption we receive from you. It's now time to give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the sun, the light, the food, the air, the provision, the healing, the miracles, your church, your body, the brothers and sisters. We thank you, God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. Let your will be done. Let your name be magnified and glorified, O God. Let's now come to God and let us confess our sins and our trespasses and our shortcomings. Let's confess our sins. We confess our sin, He is faithful and just. He will forgive us and He will purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you give and you provide, and your help and your support that come from you. Thank you, God, for the assurance of forgiveness, assurance of salvation. Continue to pray, Lord, as we confess our sin, continue to cleanse us, as we renounce them, purify us from all unrighteousness. Let's now come to God and ask Him to give us our needs, the needs that we need for our daily living, and the essential need God is concerned to give us. And if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And when we know He hears us, we have what we ask of Him. Let's come to God and ask Him, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your provision. We bless you, O God. Give strength to your church, your people. Give good health, provision, salaries, visas, jobs, income, miracles, open doors. Answer our needs, O God. We trust you. We receive by faith. By faith I receive. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our families now. Yes, O God. Yes, Lord, bless all the heads of the family, the husbands. Bless the wives as a suitable helper for them. Bless both of them to lead the children in the way of righteousness. Pray for the children to be obedient to the instruction of God's word they are receiving from their parents. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Oh, God. Do miracles and wonders in each and every family. Let be worship every day. Let be reading of your word. Let be evangelism to the neighborhood. That through the families, people will know Christ, will see Christ in us, the hope of glory. Oh God, we thank you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Continue to lead us. Continue to guide us. Continue to strengthen us. And doing the work of yours and your will in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the victory. Pray now for your job, for your boss, for your income. Whenever a place you are, God had to place you there to be a light. Thank you, Jesus. If you set a good example to work, to pray for the people, to speak the word of God to them, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord, lead us. Lead us, let your will be done. Let the power of the Holy Ghost work mightily, effectively for your glory to be, for your name to be glorified. Yes, O God. Bless my brothers, my sisters. Bless them as they bring their tithes and offering and first fruit to you. Use them mightily, Lord, for your glory. Let your will be done. Oh God, let your name be magnified and glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. And thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Master. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Yes, oh God. I pray for each company to be blessed for the sake of my brothers and my sisters. I pray for visas to be done. I pray for pending salaries to be given. I pray for increase in employment. I pray for bonuses. Those who are faithful, they will give them salaries, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we trust you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Let's pray now for your neighborhood. Pray for your relatives, your friends. Pray for your family members, that those who are unsaved, that through all this communication and contact that we have, the gospel will be preached, and people get saved, and people will come to serve God with us. Bless Lord, we come to you all the communication we have in every day with our neighborhood, with our relatives, with our colleagues, with the people back home in our countries and other places. Through the media, we pray for spread evangelism. We pray for salvation to flow for our families, members who are unsafe, for our friends who are unsafe, for our colleagues who are unsafe, for our relatives who are unsaved, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. Guide us and be with us and strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for revival for those who know you, O God, and they are just complacent. Test them, O God, to come and save you and do the work of yours in full in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for the victory. O Lord, we bless you. We magnify, we adore you. Continue to answer our prayers. We trust you, O God. Pray now for all these countries that the church has been expanded to UAE and to Oman, to Iraq, to Kuwait, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Armenia, also Sierra Leone, Malawi, Philippines, America. Lord, we commit to all these countries, Saudi Arabia. Lord, we pray that all our logistic needs you will meet, O God, and you will give us needs for offices. You will provide, O God, all needed things, documentation, logistic places. You will provide for us. And we pray for each and every one of us that we will commit ourselves to preach your word, to pray for those leaders in these countries, for the non-believers. We commit ourselves to be a good example to them. We commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations so that your name will be glorified. That people may know that you are the true God and we are your servant. Oh God, continue to help us, to continue to guide us, to continue to strengthen us with your grace and your mercy, O Lord. To go on as a church, to serve you, to do the work of yours faithfully, O God, we pray for the church to expand. Pray for yourself, for your ministry, pray for the church. We pray for more people to receive Christ. We pray for more people to receive water baptism. We pray for more disciples to be raised, more workers to be trained to do the work of yours. In the name of Jesus, Lord, lead us and guide us and help us and strengthen us. Oh God, we pray for the pouring of the Holy Spirit upon your church that you will rebaptize us, refill us with the Holy Ghost, that we will speak in tongues. There will be interpretation of tongues. There will be message of wisdom, message of knowledge to be given, gift of evangelism, gift of faith, gift of healing. Miracles, gift of distinguishing between spirit, gift of discernment. Lord, help us and guide us. Strengthen us to go on and serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Continue to lead us, O God. Continue to bless all the work of our hands. Bless all the elders and leaders and the pastors and the parents. Bless the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. We pray also, Lord, you bless all the ministries, the watchman ministry for prayers, the publication ministry, the translation ministry, the website, the church school, the church cleaning, the church banking. Bless all these ministries, the farming. Bless all this and use them to reach people, to reach a new source, to bring them to you, O God. We pray for victories. We pray for today worship. We pray that you anoint our worship, anoint our songs, our prayers, our giving, the message, oh God. We pray that your will be done, oh God, today. You will speak to us. You will guide us. You will strengthen us, that we will continue to go on and save you. Thank you, God. Anoint this recording and make it reach the rest of your body, O God, in other congregation. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand to worship the Lord. Let's all stand and worship Him.
Lord, my heart. with your life unfolding in mind, and let a peace of God let it rain. Oh, Holy Spirit, you're my comfort.
Peace reign, O God, in our life, O Lord, in all the parts of our body, so that we will continue, Lord, to serve you, to declare your word, to reach the lost, to tell them about you, to tell them that my Redeemer lives. Amen? My Redeemer lives, and we have hope because our Redeemer lives. We have no fear. We have confidence even in the future. He will come. He will come and take us with him to heaven. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands to him. Yes, oh God.
I know you're in my soul. I'm taking away. I'm taking away.
Yes, oh God, we thank you for the hope that we have in you. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for the eternal life. Yes, oh God, we are coming to you, oh God. God, continue to cleanse your church. Cleanse us from head to toe, body, soul, and spirit. Oh God, let it be purified so that when you come to take us with you. Thank you, Jesus. Lead us in the way of righteousness for your name's sake. Touch us, heal us, anoint us to go on and serve you.
It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
save you. We repent of our sin, O God. We turn from our wicked and sinful way, committing our life to you, Lord. We pray for healing. Healing for the souls. Healing for the land, healing for the church, from all corruption, from all wickedness, from sin, from immoralities, from injustice, from abuse, from idol worship that is so rampant. Oh God, you promise that if your people are called by your name, humble themselves and seek your face and pray and confess, Lord, their sin, that you will look from heaven, you will heal the land. We pray for healing. We pray that you grant your churches, your people, repentance. Oh God, make a way. Let repentance flow. So healing will follow. Your grace will be abound. And salvation will be rampant. Oh God, continue to cleanse your churches. Your body that you love, that you die for. Hear our prayers. We are praying. We are interceding, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgiven as we confess. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the recovery. Thank you for raising people once again from death to gone and serve you. Thank you, O God, for the gift of salvation. Thank you for the gift of repentance. We magnify, Lord, we adore you. Bless the rest of our worship. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We'll continue our worship by giving and bringing what is due to God from tithes and offering and first fruit. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for your provision, your help and support, your guidance, your provision is in everyone's life, is in everyone's family. And Lord, we pray, O Lord, that you bless our brothers and sisters and open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much a blessing in their lives that they have no place to keep, and rebuke the devourer in their life and rebuke fines, sicknesses, accidents, and whatever mishap, prevent it and take it away from them in the name of Jesus. And I pray you bless this amount of money and multiply it and use it, Lord, for your glory, to reach the lost. We thank you, God, and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in this name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's continue to worship God and listen to the word of God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 3. And we will read from verse 1 to verse 12. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 12. Say, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abram. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Whose fan is in His hand, and He will thoroughly purge His floor and gather His wheat into the garner, but He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Let's pray. Lord, we thank and we praise You. We come before You in the name of Jesus. We thank You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness unto us. We thank You for this wonderful time You give us to come to You, to sit in Your presence, to hear Your word. I pray, Lord, teach us, teach Your church and Your people who are here, and the brethren and the sisters in other places. I pray anoint my lips and put verses and words and statements to teach and exhort and encourage and comfort Your people. I pray the purpose of sending this message shall be prevailed. I pray for healing, I pray for grace, I pray for miracles as Your word is preached. Spread it, O God, and let Your will be done. That's all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Today our message is about repentance. Today we speak about repentance. There's one question that you may ask yourself or people ask. How to be saved? How we can get be saved? This is a question is, we can get the answer of it in a precise way. From what Paul said in the book of Acts chapter 20. Book of Acts chapter 20 and verse 21. How I can be saved. Acts 20 and verse 21. He say, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith to our Lord Jesus Christ. What he was preaching, what he was testifying, and this verse represents the essence how to get saved. First, repentance toward God. First is repentance. And then, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith toward our Lord Jesus. Two things. The first thing is repentance. After repentance, to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, suppose the question here is that there is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. There is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but there is no repentance. Is the person is saved? There is no salvation if there is no repentance. There is no salvation if there is no repentance, because those who have not yet repented, they are living in their own sin, and that's why they are unsaved. And also, you know, that we know the grace of God. We know that His grace to us, the great thing that He has done to us. And in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, about the grace of God, but God commanded His love toward us in that, while we were sinners, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, Christ died for us, and that's the grace of God. To save us, but that does not mean, but that does not mean that we will abuse the grace of God and continue in sin. In Romans 6 verse 1 and 2, he say, what shall we say then, Apostle Paul? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? If there is faith in Jesus Christ, but there is no repentance, listen very carefully, there is no salvation. There is no salvation if people still continue to live in sin. Jesus died for us, He came from heaven. He died on the cross for our sin, He was buried, He rose from the dead. He went to heaven, He is at the right hand of God, the Father, and He will come back to judge the living and the dead. But if there is no repentance, if people continue to live in sin and do sin, there is no salvation. In the book of, you know, that's why John the Baptist, what he told the people, he told them, bring a fruit. Bring a fruit, that he said to the Sadducees, and he said to the Pharisee in Matthew 3 verse 8, he told them, bring forth therefore fruits, meats for repentance. There must be change of life. If there is faith in Christ, but there is no change in life, it means there is no repentance, it means there is no salvation. I mean, sin must be cut from your life to be saved. And in the book of 1 Timothy, it's book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19. Repentance must come first, then faith in Christ Jesus, then equal salvation. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Those who believe in Christ, who call Christ, they must leave the life of sin. Sin should not rule and reign in their life. John the Baptist came to prepare the way for Jesus. He was preaching the baptism of repentance. We will read that in Matthew. We'll go back to our text. And verse 9. And think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able to of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And in verse 11 he said to them, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Every believer in Christ, after we repent, we need to get water baptism. We need to get baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And after we are baptized with water, when our heart is clean, when we allow the Holy Spirit to reign over us and rule of us, and we'll have the character and attitude of Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, He will baptize us with the Holy Ghost. After we are cleansed from our sin. John the Baptist warned the Pharisees and the Sadducees who does not like to repent of their sins. Don't be among such people who refuse to repent. He told them, as we read in verse verse 9. And think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. Don't boast, you are born again. Yeah? You have ministry and you are serving God. That cannot cover up your sin if you will not repent. God can raise up from stone people who will follow Him. Don't rely that you believe in Christ or your life is good or you go to church. No, you need to repent. You need to repent. Your service and ministry cannot cover up your pride, your arrogance, your anger, your cheating, your lies, your immoralities. This, what you are doing good, cannot cover up your sin, but you need to repent of your sin so that you will be saved. You know, John the Baptist warned the people, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. He said, God will cut. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. He warned them about the coming judgment of God. If they will not repent of their sin, you cannot boast, well, we are the people of God, we are born again. But if you are in sin, you are unsaved. That is the message. And even Jesus Christ himself spoke about that. You know, we read John chapter 15 and verse 2. What Jesus said. He said, every branch in me that beareth not the fruit, he taketh away. Oh, that is here. If any branch, if there is no fruit, there's no change in love, there's no fruit of repentance, God will cut, will take away, judgment will come. That is the importance of repentance. The importance, every branch that bears no fruit will be cut. That's why we need to bear the fruit for God. In Matthew 3, verse 12, whose fan is in his hand, he's warning them about the judgment of God. The message of repentance is to warn, to repent. Otherwise, the judgment of God is coming. Jesus is coming to reward those who are righteous to come and take us. We who are ready and prepared and repented, He will take us with Him. He will reward us. And He will come also and He will judge those who are wicked and who are still in sin and does not repent. He said, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The judgment of God will come on the wicked, on the disobedient, who refuse to come to God, repent of their sin, and produce fruit. That meat for repentance. And that's why John the Baptist, he said to them, bring forth therefore fruits, meat for repentance. What you understand about repentance? You know, to everyone, I don't know where you are now, maybe you are sitting in your home, resting, you are shopping, but the question here, what do you understand about repentance, even if you are sitting in a church? What your understanding about repentance. What do you think about repentance? People have different mind, different will and different action, different stand. There are people who believe in knowledge, the power of knowledge, the power of science, and for them, they don't believe in God. They believe that God is a theory need to be proven. Some category like that, they need repentance. Other kind of people, they believe, you know, in their own power and strength. They believe that they need to do good work. They believe there's God, but they believe in good work. They believe that certain things that they need to do. They believe in human teaching, some human-made commands, and they think that they can be saved by the good work that they are doing. Those, they need repentance. They don't know that. They don't know the true God. Other kind of people, they live to enjoy the pleasure of life, living moralities. They use certain things to make them happy, alcohol, smoking, drugs, to come out from the stress and the anxieties, to be able to sleep. They need repentance. And other kind of people, they love money, they love material things. Money and material things and treasures of this world is their idol. They worship it. Their minds on the stock market, on the real estates, on the cars, on the gold, etc. They covet, they're greedy. Their mind is all about money. They feel secure with money. Those people, they need repentance. Some people, they believe in witchcraft, power of Satan. They work with Satan, horoscope, magic arts. Because they are deceived. Satan giving them power. They love power. They love to go beyond their sight. They will give them power to control people, to manipulate people. They serve Satan. Those, they need repentance. And there are people, no? There are other kind of people, they love God. But also, they don't know the way to God. They don't know the way to the true God. They worship angels, they worship saints, they worship Mother Mary, they worship Muhammad, Krishna, Buddha. They worship different kinds, but they don't know the way. But the Bible tells us there's no other way to be saved. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name than Jesus. No other name. Those people, they need all these categories that we spoke. They need repentance. They need to know the true God, and that's why Jesus came. Jesus came to let people know the true God. In John chapter 12 and verse 44, Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, sees him that sent me. Jesus came to make us see the Father. And he said, I am come a light unto the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Here, Christ came to show us the way, to show us the Father, to show us the right way of life. You know, let me tell you, don't think that you are born again or sitting in a church. That doesn't mean that you are saved if you don't repent. Jesus said in Luke chapter 13 and verse 5, today our message is about repentance, turning from sins to God. Luke chapter 13, verse 5, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You need to turn away from sin back to God. Again, what really repentance meaning? What the meaning of the real repentance? There are two things. First, clear-cut decision to stop sinning and turn away from old and worldly way of living. Clear-cut. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, see, listen to me. Religion cannot save you. Church also cannot save you. Good work and ministry also cannot save you. You need to repent and have faith in the Lord Jesus. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our sins. We need to confess that particular sin, acknowledge it, accept it, our sin, committing ourselves to cut it, renounce it, ask God that he will forgive us and we will take it out from our lives. That is repentance. That's how we confess. Amen. The second step for repentance is that complete turn toward God and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in no other name or person. To repent is not enough. You must have come back to God through faith in Jesus Christ. No other name or person, only through Christ. If you will not come through Christ, your life will turn from bad to worse. Because when you come to Christ, he is the way, the truth, and the life. You will be changed, he will change you. You will know the right example, you know the word of God, you know what is to be done, then you are in the truth. In John chapter 14, verse 6, he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way. There's no other way to be saved except him. If you believe in others, you'll become worse. Your life become worse. Jesus is the truth. Lies and deceptions everywhere. But the only true way is Christ himself and his life. Life, when you come to him, you will have life, and life to the full, and life eternal. The best fruit of repentance is eternal life. Christ is coming soon. We need to be ready. Repentance needed, turning to God, and have faith in him through Jesus Christ our Lord. God's will, next week we'll continue the message. Let's all stand. Let's all stand. We need to be carefully repent of all our sins. Anger, cheating, telling lies, stealing, all these sins. Fighting, strifes, whatever kind of sins you are doing. That will hinder your salvation. Those who confess Christ, they must turn away from sin. Christ is coming. He died for us. He will come to judge. He will reward his people and he will judge the wicked. Don't boast that you are born again. Don't boast you are in the church. Don't boast that you are serving. It cannot work. If there is sin, there is no salvation. Repentance is needed today for everyone. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But God say, if my people who humble themselves and come, seek my face, forsake their sins, I will hear from heaven God. And I will forgive and I will raise the land. Come to God, repent of all your sins, renounce them now, clear cut decision, Stop that particular sin. Come out from it. Come to God. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Repent of your sins.
I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Lord, heal our land. Father, heal our land.
Heal, O God. Bible says, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive and he will purify. As you confess your sin, as you decided to repent, believe that you are forgiven. Your sins are taken away. But don't go back and do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the forgiveness we receive in you. We honestly repent, O God. Heal. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for your grace. Oh God, take your word and spread it. And empower us with the Holy Spirit to preach your word. Refill us with the Holy Ghost, oh God. We need your spiritual gift, oh Lord. Help us to go on. Preach your word. Make disciples. Planting Bible studies, congregations, reigning workers. Oh God, we delight to serve you. Oh God, thank you for the forgiveness. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for the repentance we receive from you. Bless us, Lord, in large of our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we are not weeping. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's grab our hand. My Redeemer live.
Away, my pain is healed in the same. I believe.
God.